From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations makes a grim accusation. A new UN report details the killings of thousands of Syrians detained by all sides in the five-year conflict. The report was compiled by the Independent International Commission of Inquiry on Syria. Lisa Schlein reports.
The independent investigators accuse the Syrian government, armed opposition, and terrorist groups of war crimes and crimes against humanity. They say the large-scale killings of Syrian combatants and civilians, including children, in secret detention centers run by these groups, occur with impunity. The report, which is based on more than 620 eyewitness accounts and documentary evidence, strongly suggests that tens of thousands of people are detained by the Syrian government at any one time. It says thousands more have disappeared since their initial arrest. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Turkey and Germany have agreed to a set of measures aimed at tackling the Syrian refugee crisis. Speaking Monday in Ankara with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said the two countries would carry out joint efforts for greater NATO involvement in the refugee issue. Currently, thousands of migrants remain stranded at the Turkish-Syrian border. At least 35 migrants drowned in the Aegean Sea Monday trying to reach Greece from Turkey. The United Nations says at least 40,000 people in South Sudan are on the brink of starvation. It urged warring parties there to let aid deliveries into the country. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization said Monday an additional 2.8 million people, nearly 25% of the country's population, are in need of food aid. This is VOA News. Political surveys in New Hampshire on Monday showed real estate mogul Donald Trump continuing to hold a substantial lead in the first U.S. presidential primary election.
This is really amazing. I mean, we're coming to the end of a beautiful, beautiful journey. I hear we're going to do well, but the snow is out there. I don't know what effect will the snow have.
The large field of Republican candidates spent the last few hours before Tuesday's balloting, holding campaign rallies, answering voters' questions at town hall meetings, and sitting down for television interviews. In the Democratic primary, surveys show Bernie Sanders, the self-described Democratic socialist, with a large lead over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. A Taliban suicide bomber Monday killed at least three Afghan soldiers and wounded more than 18 others in the North Balkh province. Afghan officials say a bus carrying personnel of the Afghan National Army was the target of the attack in Dadadi district. A Taliban spokesman says his group carried out the bombing and gave a much higher death toll. Hours later, officials in eastern Patika province bordering Pakistan said a suspected suicide blast in a crowded market killed at least six civilians and wounded nine. Also, unknown assailants gunned down a presidential palace guard in eastern Nangarhar province. U.S. President Barack Obama is asking Congress for more than $1.8 billion in emergency funding to help fight the Zika virus. The money would be used in the United States and other countries supporting strategies to combat the virus. Those include mosquito control programs, vaccine research, and health care services for low-income pregnant women. Two survivors have been recovered from the rubble of a 17-story apartment building in the Taiwanese city of Tainan. The rescues come 2 days after the building collapsed during an earthquake. The quake left at least 36 people dead. Rescuers, firefighters, and volunteers are still digging through the rubble using cranes, picks, and their hands in hopes of finding signs of life. Russia's state security police say they have arrested seven Islamic State militants who were planning terrorist attacks in Moscow, St. Petersburg, and Sverdlovsk. The Federal Security Service said the men were arrested in Yekaterinburg and that they had intended to leave for Syria once they had carried out their attacks. There is growing speculation in Myanmar that longtime opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi could become the country's next president. It has been announced that nominations for the office won't be revealed until the middle of next month. The nominations were expected this month. Observers suspect the announcement is being delayed so that Aung San Suu Kyi and the military can continue negotiations. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.